This is PodTech.net. I'm Michael Johnson. Among the LA Film Festival's feature films, animated shorts, and selections is the documentary East of Havana, which chronicles the lives of a group of Cuban youth who have found self-expression and identity by forming an underground hip-hop collective they call El Cartel. In this podcast, we speak with the filmmakers and producers of East of Havana as they tell a tale of families, countries in conflict, and the musical expression of a youth who often feel they have no voice. We'll begin with actress Charlize Theron. I asked her why she decided to become one of the film's producers.
I'm long friends with Jaureti Salvatore as one of the directors, and I lived with her family for a couple of years when I was around 16 and kind of grew up with their politics and all of the Cuban interests from her parents, and then to see her as the younger generation kind of struggle with this concept of growing up in Miami and wanting to go back to Cuba and not wanting to hurt her parents' feelings was something that was really interesting to me, being, you know, leaving South Africa and being fascinated by what the youth is doing in South Africa. So I was fortunate enough to be in a situation in my career where I could give her the financing to go tell this story, which I thought was a really beautiful, passionate story.
What was it about it that really kind of appealed? Because it takes quite a bit for someone to, you know, to sort of take that step to take a gamble on a film.
Not really. No? Not in this case. No, I knew at the end of the day it was, if anything, it would be something that I would be incredibly proud of, because I knew her family story so well, and I went to Cuba with her, and I felt like I was a fly on a wall and something that was incredibly intimate and sacred to her and her family. So to me, you know, when those kind of emotions are involved, then it's not really a risk, because at the end of the day, no matter what happens, you're going to have something that emotionally will have some weight to it.
Now, for people that haven't seen the film, what would you say to them to try to get them to see it? What's important about seeing East of Havana?
Well, you know, if you want to be specific about Cuba, it's definitely a fresh view on what Cuba is. It's not the old man and the cigar. It's not the old 60s cars on the streets. You know, Wim Wenders made a beautiful movie, but this is what's happening in Cuba right now. And I think very few people know that. And when they go there, they always come back and they go, God, it was nothing I expected. Because it's changing, and the youth is a huge part of that change. So I guess it would be a great insight, but it's also just a great, you know, I love it when people come up to me who have no fascination with Cuba and say to me, I really love this film because I could completely relate to the idea of being torn from leaving your country or leaving your home or leaving your family to go and search for a better life and living with that kind of struggle within your heart.
That was actress Charlize Theron, one of the producers of the documentary East of Havana. Juan Carlos Salvatore is Cuban-American and was raised in Miami. He's also one of the film's producers and served as a camera operator.
East of Havana, we would say, is an inside look at Cuba through the eyes of Cuban youth now. People say it's a hip-hop film, people say it's a Cuban hip-hop film, but we really, it's more than that. I mean, yeah, so it's like, it's hard to me to describe it just as a Cuban hip-hop film, but we like to say that it's a young look at Cuba. Most of the films done on Cuba are nostalgic, looking back at the 50s and 60s, but it's like, for us, we wanted to have a current look at things on the island now.
What about Miamians and Floridians? Do you hope that they will, you know, because it seems like that's an important audience for this film.
It's fun. Yeah, it's to us, it's a very important audience, and I think a lot of the mentality is opening up in Miami as to what Cuba is and what it's going to be, and even letting go of the demons of the past that a lot of people need to learn how to bury the hatchet. I think the people are going to be excited in Miami. I think some people, it's funny, we try and not make it political. Some people will think, why didn't you talk about political prisoners? And we're like, it's a Cuban hip-hop film. So some people will probably think we weren't hard enough, as to some people also think that maybe we were too hard. So I'm very curious. I'm just as curious as you to see how it plays in Miami. I'm excited for it, though.
Well, it's interesting that it got done despite... Can you describe some of what happened with dealing with the government? Because you had to get this officially sanctioned not by one government, but by two.
There was a huge amount of hurdles we had to jump through just to kind of get the film done. We had to get licenses from the U.S. State Department, which is one of the biggest things. They only grant a few per year out of, let's say, 500 requests. Same conditions apply for the Cuban government. You have to come in, explain to them exactly what you're doing, why you're doing it. They assign sometimes a monitor to you, which follows you in the streets, which defeats the whole purpose of what we're trying to do, is to get the real word of what's happening there. So the shoot was difficult. We had to stress being by ourselves, shooting in small crews, running away with these kids by ourselves to really spend the time with them and be able to have them speak honestly and freely.
Well, I think one of the interesting turns that happens in the film, or something that doesn't, you don't state it blatantly in the film, but there's a point at which, I guess, the Cuban government officially recognizes rap as an artistic form and then forms an agency around it.
Exactly.
And it kind of seems like that's kind of like, you know, when your parents discover something that's not cool anymore.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when you got 65-year-old guys running a rap agency that have never heard of rap, it's like that says it for itself. I mean, they basically created the rap agency to control the movement because the kids were really speaking freely. And I think to them, it was time for them to rein it in and kind of try and control it a bit more.
Juan Carlos Saiz Arbitoria. His sister, Haretsi Saiz Arbitoria, along with Emilia Menocal, co-directed East of Havana.
We actually shot it over a period of 30 to 45 days. That was how long our American government license allowed us to go in and out of Cuba. So we actually had that restriction coming in.
Now, it seems like much longer. I don't know. Something about the way the film is put together, East of Havana, we should say the title, makes it seem like a much longer arc of time. And I think that's maybe the emotional weight that you put into it.
Well, I also think it's probably the reality of Cuba, where time is very, very still all day long. So I think the movie really resonates that kind of tranquility and kind of stoppage of time that happens in Cuba on a daily basis. So maybe that's why the film feels a little bit longer, yeah.
You're both Cuban Americans, yes?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. Now tell me, what was the most important thing about completing this film and getting this message out?
I think for me, and I will speak for Haretsi, it was really giving a voice to a whole generation of Cubans who have never been given a voice. You know, Cuba's all about the revolution and Fidel and the embargo and the Buena Vista Social Club and all this past stuff. And no one has ever given a chance or a voice to the youth of Cuba.
It reminds me of the way some people kind of think of Tibet, where in some ways it's frozen, almost like a snow globe in time, and that, you know, because they have not been or have not realized that Cuba's more than, like you say, the Buena Vista Social Club or, you know, a Raikouter snapshot of it, that it's so much more. What is Cuba to each of you?
Well, it's also one of the dangers, I think, and not dangerous, it's one of the crucibles Cuba has, that it just really tends to get over-romanticized a lot. It's a big coffee table book to people. What is Cuba?
Oh my God, Cuba's my life. Cuba's everything. Cuba's my history.
It's a very personal answer to a lot of people. That's one of the reasons we kind of try not to hit you over the head with the politics in the movie. It's more day in the life-ish because everyone at the end really has to make their own decisions on what is Cuba. And a Cuban born on the island will give you a different answer. A Cuban American will give you a different answer. A European who's been inspired and moved by Cuba will give you a different answer.
We just spoke with Charlize Theron, who got involved in the film because I guess she was in your family's life. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was raised under the roof, practically, of my Cuban parents around the baggage and the exile baggage, I'd like to say. So she really understood the story, and she, you know, she's from Africa herself, and she's always been really donating and giving time and so supportive of her own causes. And this just, you know, she stepped up to the bat. Actually, she's the one that really actually made it happen and took it to the next level and was a really wonderful godmother and a great producer. And I'm actually really excited to see her career flourish as a producer as well.
Right. Well, is there a website that one can go to if they'd like to check out the clips about the film or their trailer or what is it?
Yeah, we have a MySpace page, actually.
Okay.
And there's a couple blogs. It's just debates on the island. I just really encourage anybody from, like, romantic lefties to, like, hardcore hardliners. And I feel like the only way we're going to really figure this out is if we all kind of duke it out online. I feel like the internet is legal in this country for now, and we should use it while we still have it, Cuba. Mm-hmm.
So they go to MySpace and just do a search on East of Havana?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, it's a great film, and I wish you a lot of luck with it.
Thank you very much, and thank you to the LA Film Festival for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for being with us here.
It's a wonderful audience. It really was. Thanks a lot.
Haretsi Saiz Arbitoria and Emilia Menocal co-directed the documentary East of Havana. If you'd like to find out more about the film, check out myspace.com/East of Havana. At the 2006 Los Angeles Film Festival, I'm Michael Johnson, and you're listening to podtech.net.